four friars who maintain St. Christopher's Inn at Graymoor, Garrison, New York, present their award-winning program, The Ave Maria Hour. The monastery at the top of the hill at Graymoor, Garrison, New York, close to the historic Hudson River, is the home of the Graymoor Friars, known also as the Atonement Friars. Here the friars carry on their work for Christian unity. Here they maintain St. Christopher's Inn. For more than 60 years they have sheltered, fed, clothed, and given spiritual and temporal comfort to homeless and destitute men. Many of these men have found their way back to God. Many have regained the confidence to face the outside world again. And no man, regardless of his race, creed, or color, has ever been turned away from St. Christopher's Inn. The Graymoor Friars and their homeless men want to pray for you, for the happy outcome of your personal problems and needs. They would like to include your intentions in their prayers. To be remembered, simply send your intentions, together with your name and address, to Brother Bernard, Graymoor, Garrison, New York. The friars and the men they shelter at the inn will then begin offering their prayers for your personal problems and needs as soon as your letter is received. Why not write today to Brother Bernard, Graymoor, Garrison, New York? And now, the Graymoor Friars invite you to listen to Valley of Darkness, the story of Father John Sedotti.
Father John! Father John!
Yes, Captain. Have you done what I asked?
Everyone's on deck, Father, as you asked. We'll be sighting land soon.
Everyone is here?
The crew, the few passengers, just as you requested.
But where are the slaves? I don't see the slaves. I want to say goodbye to everyone, Captain.
But I never thought you meant that... Pedro! Get all the slaves on deck. Hurry.
Aye, aye, Capitan.
Father John, you've got to tell me something.
What is it, Captain?
I can't fathom why you'd want to leave the Philippines to go to Japan. Everyone knows the Archbishop in Manila wanted you to stay because of the work you were doing there.
My son, there are a number of good reasons, and two good ones I can think of at the moment. First, a priest does as he's told. And His Holiness Pope Clement asked me to go to Japan. And second, I ask for the privilege of going.
You know that your life will be in danger. There hasn't been a Christian missionary in Japan for 60 years. Those who went there before that time were never heard from again.
I'm aware of that, Captain.
And you'd still go and risk your life.
What I do for our Lord. And gladly.
You're an amazing man, Father John. We all consider ourselves good Christians, but you've wakened every time the ship's bell sounded the hour to pray.
That really is so strange?
The sailors have grown very fond of you, Father John.
Well, that makes me happy indeed.
Land ho!
Each change of the watch, you've wakened and asked the sailors to pray with you for all those in need. That's just not a thing they're used to, Father, and they liked it. Oh, there's the shore.
Japan. There it is. Good.
You're determined, aren't you, to make this landing?
It's why I've come.
To my knowledge, no one's ever done it alone.
Well, I should like to have company, of course. But if it's God's will that I go alone, then I shall go alone.
Well, it'll be dark soon, and I'll have you rowed ashore. No. No, by God, I'll row you ashore myself. It's the very least I can do. Now everyone's on deck, Father. Passengers, crew, and the slaves.
Then I'll make my farewells.
They'd be glad to have your blessing, Father.
I'd be glad to give it. But most of all, I'll ask for their prayers.
You'll have the prayers of us all, Father. Every day, every night.
And in saying goodbye, I shall need to kiss the feet of everyone.
Well, Father, you can't do that.
Why can't I do that?
You mean even the slaves? You'd kiss the feet of the slaves?
Of course.
But why, Father? Why would you, a priest, want to do that?
For humility, Captain. For humility. No one needs humility so much as a priest.
Is that all you're taking with you, Father? Just that little bag?
It holds everything necessary for the mass.
Father, are you sure?
Sure of what, Captain?
Sure that you're doing the right thing.
I'm sure I'm doing God's will, Captain. Can that be anything but the right thing?
But you'll be all alone, Father. Quite cut off from anyone who could help you.
God will be with me, and he will help me.
To work and travel for 5 years to reach a country where every hand will be against you. Father, when I leave you on that shore, what will you do?
I wait for daylight.
And when daylight comes, then what will you do?
What the Holy Spirit tells me to do.
They'll capture you, you know.
I expect they will.
Your disguise is none too good. I suppose you know that. And though I don't know the Japanese language myself, I doubt that you know it much better.
Yeah, that's true enough, Captain.
Oh, Father John, I hate to think of what they may do.
And don't think of it, Captain. We are all in God's hands, you know. All of us. All the time. Though we should walk in the valley of darkness, we should fear no evil. God is with us.
Comfortable here, Father John? The Jera treats you well?
Quite well enough, Honorable Host.
Oh, we are becoming friends, Father John. You have been with us in Nagasaki for many months. My name is Hakuseki. You may address me so.
Thank you, Hakuseki.
You look pale, thin. Are you getting enough to eat?
Quite enough. I'm used to fasting.
Ah, so?
The fasting is good for the spirit.
Another time, perhaps, you would tell me.
I have waited 6 years and traveled many thousands of miles through wind and water to reach Japan.
Why? Why you would do this?
To speak to your people about the Christian religion, about Jesus Christ.
You have spoken of your religion to the people here?
When I had the chance, certainly. That's what I came for.
It is forbidden. You know that.
But I must do it all the same. I wish you'd let me talk to you about it.
Another time, another time.
But when?
Another time. All right. Take him back to jail.
All right. You must be cold.
Oh, the jail is always cold. I am accustomed to the cold.
But couldn't you go someplace for a while to get a little warmth?
Leave you here by yourself. You would escape.
Why would I escape? I have no wish to escape. I came many miles just to be here. I would not escape if I could.
No.
I came here to tell the people, to tell the emperor about Christ the Savior. But Hakuseki will not even let me speak of him.
Oh, Hakuseki is a very wise man. He has written many books. He's very learned. He has very great mind.
It's not his knowledge that concerns me. It's his soul. I want to talk about someone who gives a
a deeper knowledge than books.
Perhaps next time.
Yes. Perhaps next time. Perhaps then.
And you call this constellation how?
Orion.
Orion. It comes only in the winter, is that not so?
We start to see it early in the fall. In midwinter, it's high in the heavens, almost overhead. At least, that's so in Italy.
Oh, this Italy. You speak of Italy. Where is Italy?
Hakuseki, we've talked so much of geography. I've told you what I know.
I respect your knowledge of geography, astronomy, history. In some things, you know more than I know, and I wish to learn from you.
Then why not ask me about God? Why not ask me what I really know?
All right. Tells me that you want him to leave you alone. To escape?
No. Not to escape. Put me in chains if you like, but let R.I. have some rest. Let him go somewhere to get warm.
You do not tell me the truth. I'm ashamed that you should try to deceive me.
It would be shameful for me to deceive you. From the time I came to understand the principles of my religion until now, I have not told any untruths. How can you say such a thing of me?
You are simply worried about R.I.? That he is cold in jail? But you are cold in jail. Why do you worry about R.I.?
It doesn't matter that I'm cold. I'm here to do God's work.
The Shogun has given orders about your health. You are not to become ill while we detain you here. It would be very embarrassing to us all, to me especially, if you became ill from the cold. Let me give you warmer clothing.
I don't need...
The commissioners will blame me. They will tell the Shogun.
And you will suffer for it? Oh, then I think I'm wrong. I'll take the extra garments and set the commissioners' minds at rest. And they will not complain to the Shogun. And nobody will blame you.
Thank you, Father Jan Sitoti. All right, we'll take you back to the jail now.
But the next time we talk, Hakuseki, the next time... May I tell you then of the loving father of us all who sacrificed his son for us?
The next time. I promise. The next time.
You lie! You deliberately lie to me!
No, Hakuseki. Everything I have told you is true.
God and Satan, all false. The fall of man, the Trinity, all false, all lies.
No, all true. All.
I respect you for a wise man, but you are a foolish man, too. You are two men. One wise, one foolish. Your Savior, your Jesus, as you call him, who came to save mankind.
From their sins. From their sins.
All false, all false.
I have tried to tell you too much at one time, Hakuseki. It takes time to absorb all the wonderful teachings of Jesus.
I don't know what to hear about your God. You hear no more.
I've tried too hard. I've gone too fast. I should have been more patient. Forgive me, Hakuseki. But I was too anxious to persuade you.
What you said about the Creator?
Yes?
About the one Creator who made all this, all of us, all around us.
Yes.
And the stars, and the day, the night, the wind, the sea. How this Creator of himself, by himself, made all this come into being. I am interested in what you said about that.
Then if we were to start again...
I must make a report to the commissioners. They will report to the Shogun. The Shogun will decide what is to be done with you. Perhaps you will be deported.
No, I must stay here.
Perhaps you will stay here. But if you do, you will be in jail for all your life.
That doesn't matter. But I must stay here.
Or you will be executed.
I see. All right.
I do not feel it is all right. I do not believe much what that you say, but I believe you are a good man. So, my recommendation will be that you be confined, but not here in jail. We will put you in the custody of two old people, Dasundo and Kaji. They once looked after a priest like you. They are an old couple who never go anywhere. You will not meet anyone at their house either. You see, what we need to do is to isolate you so that you cannot communicate your false doctrines to others.
I see. I suppose I must be grateful to you for sparing my life.
The other priest who lived with Tasuno Kaji, he gave up his religion.
I would far rather give up my life.
Who knows? Perhaps you may give up both. Who knows?
Tell me about the priest who stayed with you, Tasundo.
It was a long time ago.
He did not call himself a priest. He said he was a catechist.
Catechist means teacher, Kaji. One who teaches others. And the ones he teaches are called catechumens.
Catechumens?
Yes. And to be a catechist is a wonderful thing. To teach others about Jesus Christ.
We do not listen to such things.
Why not? Why not listen? Why not listen to the secrets Jesus tells us about our Father?
We do not listen.
Kaji?
We do not listen.
Be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will, God, not mine. Thy will, not mine.
Father John.
Yes, Kaji.
I stop you from your prayers.
That's all right, Kaji. Come in.
Father John, I must tell you something. My husband and I...
Yes, Kaji?
Tasunda and I... We are...
What, Kaji? You and Tasunda?
We are...
Tell me. You are what?
Christians.
For how long? Since when?
Since the catechist stayed with us. Many, many years ago.
Who knows this?
No one. Only you. Only you, Father John. No one knows. If anyone knows, we will die. They will kill us. When our catechist was here, he taught us his religion. But we were very young then, and we did not know that religion was forbidden. The catechist, he denied everything. He denied his own religion. And he denied he has ever taught us anything because they suspected him and he wanted to save his life. And we wanted to save our lives. But you do not care about your life at all.
No, Kaji. Because there's another life after this. And it is a better one.
We know how you were so long in prison. We know how you came so many miles just to tell about the religion of Jesus. And we know that all you care for is to tell about Jesus and how he died to save us all. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's true.
We do not want to die, Tasunda and I. We have only a few years to live because we are very old people. But just the same, we do not want to die.
I would not tell anyone, Kaji, what you've told me.
But I think we must tell, Tasunda and I.
They will most certainly put you in prison, even if they do not kill you.
I know.
Well, then why?
It is worse to be in a soul prison than in prison of bars and locks. It is worse to live on a few years, dying a little every day, than to die all at once, suddenly, and to be taken into the arms of God.
Think carefully, Kaji. Do you mean all that you have said?
All.
And Tasundo?
Tasundo, too.
You're sure? Both of you.
Father John, do you not feel as we do?
Yes, yes.
Are you not sure?
I am sure.
Well, then.
Forgive me for doubting you, Kaji.
As it would be opposing the goodness of the government not to confess these things, we confess that we have received the doctrine from him and have become believers. However, it may turn out for us, we ask that we may be dealt with for our crimes according to the laws.
What have you done with them?
They are in jail.
I should like to see them once more.
You seem very concerned for the old couple.
Well, naturally, I am concerned.
You are guilty of having secretly given instruction to them.
Of course.
You will go to prison, too.
Of course.
But that does not concern you.
No.
Why not?
It is God's will. Why should I be concerned?
What a curious man you are.
Would you grant me that one request, Hakaseki? I'll not ask anything more.
Such a curious man. I do not like your doctrine, but I like you. Yes, you may see the old people once more.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I shall never forget you. I will pray for you often.
Thank you, Father John.
I wish I could do more.
You have done everything, Father.
If only I could say a mass for you. I still have the chalice I brought with me, but without wine or hosts.
Our faith is strong, Father.
You know how prayer can sustain you.
We know, Father.
Look here. Here's something. Hakuseki gave me this piece of paper. I saw it in the commissioner's office, and I asked him for it.
Oh, what a beautiful color.
I'm going to make a cross of it and paste it on the wall of my cell. Oh. I'll make one for you, too.
Oh, thank you, Father.
We can say our prayers out loud beneath the cross.
And I'll be doing the same in my own cell.
You must not worry about us, Father John.
And you must not worry about me. Is it agreed?
Agreed.
There. There's your cross. Remember, my dear ones, what our Lord has said. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
What is it, Arai?
The old man Tasundo is dead.
Oh. He didn't rest long, did he?
His wife won't rest much longer, either.
They're both very old. How is Father John?
Oh, all right, I think. He prays all the time.
How old is Father John, you think?
He told me he's 47.
Take good care of him. I like him.
I like him, too.
Take care of him.
He's dead. Father John is dead.
Father John dead. But you told me... 14 days ago you told me... I told you to take care of him.
I did. But when I went into his cell just now, he was on the floor beneath his red paper cross. And he was dead.
Oh. This makes me very sad. I liked him so much. I did not believe everything he said, but still, there was something.
I know.
The thoughts he had of a creator. One creator who made the universe with all its stars and the spaces between the stars and all the seas and the flowers and the trees and the animals and you and me and Father John, everything. And everyone.
The producer of Ave Maria asks God's peace and blessing on you and your home.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and have mercy on you. May he turn his countenance to you and give you peace. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
The Ave Maria Hour is presented each week by the Graymore Friars in the interest of St. Christopher's Inn, close by their monastery, at Garrison, New York.
This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.